All right, we're going to listen to Tracking Energy and Emissions of Usages by Mahendra.
Thank you. Thanks. Good morning, everyone. Well, my name is Mahendra Pai Puri. Currently, like as my day job, I'm working like an exchange for Paris. So yeah, this talk is not anything about like a social or political sciences. Like I used to work like one of the national HPC centers of France, like before this my current job, and most of this work I've done like there. So just to go into the details, yeah. I don't have to explain this context anymore. Like, you know, the AI servers are like consuming the world. Well, actually, this plot, I have to update this, like, because OECD has updated the numbers and they look even bad now. Like, so yeah, this is one of the hot problems that we have right now, and this is something that we need to solve. Well, I mean, within the HPC platforms, like, yeah, I mean. There's a lot of solutions that are coming to solve these problems on the system level, let's say like optimizing your energy usage of the entire HPC cluster. But of course, end users are still running like crappy codes on the HPC platforms, like, you know, they're just like burning electricity for no reason, right? I mean, even your system level optimization software can do a lot of things to avoid that. Like, my take on this problem is like the change has to always come from the people, from the end users, and like, you know, and you got to shift the blame on them. Like, you know, you have to make them feel guilty, you know, for burning the electricity. And that is the only way to the practical solution is to engage them to optimize their codes and better use the HPC resources and like better use the energy at the end of the day. And this can be only possible, but like if we actually provide them with the measures and the tools to encourage the optimization, right? I mean. And like, of course, like most of the HPC platforms, like they provide very, very, very high-level metrics, like not really useful sometimes. Like this sometimes give some useful insights, but like nothing too important to actually make them like optimize their applications. So that is like a sort of a problem we're trying to solve here. Like, and at my previous job, so we started to build like a stack or like compute energy and emissions monitoring stack to sort of address these problems, right? I mean, so just to give you like a quick introduction, what it does is like we started this tool to estimate the energy consumption and equivalent emissions of HPC bad jobs, because like our HPC cluster back then was like a very AI focused, and like there's a lot of people like burning electricity by like training like with the training jobs and stuff like this, and like people want to know how much of energy they're using it, because they have to report that like in the research papers. And that's how the whole work started. Like, and then we noticed like the potential of the approach we took to develop this stack, and we eventually extended the support to both OpenStack and Kubernetes. So the whole key, one stack of Keems can monitor a HPC cluster based on Slurm, and OpenStack and Kubernetes like in a uniform way. So giving like this resource manager agnostic flavor. And it's a system level stack. It's not something that users have to use it like on their basis. Like it's something that admins and operators will install like all on the entire HPC machine or cloud or Kubernetes. And you get like the metrics from Grafana dashboards, right? I mean, and the heart of the Keems is basically the C groups. I'll just give you like a quick introduction of what is C groups. Perf subsystem, I think most of the HPC folks know what is perf subsystem, and eBPF is coming. Well, I mean, I'll try to give you like a very short introduction of what is eBPF. It's like a pretty hot topic in the cloud native landscape. And I'm myself a very pragmatic person. Like, I don't like to reinvent the wheels, which happens quite often in the HPC community. It might not be a popular opinion here, but that's how I see it. So I try to reuse like as much as I can from the existing tools, and then only implement the missing parts to make things usable, right? And so for that, like I use like a lot of CNCF open source components. So Prometheus is like a database to store all the data, and the Grafana for the visualization. And like for the people who don't want to use like a Grafana, they can always use like a CLI tool, which is also available with the stack. Just like a quick introduction of how Keems works. Like, okay, just to understand for like everybody's on the same page. Like control groups is the way the Linux actually manage the resources like CPU, memory, I/O, GPUs, whatever, right? I mean, so effectively, for Linux, like a Slum job or OpenStack virtual machine or like a Kubernetes pod is a C group. Like, so if you can manage to monitor the C groups on a given Linux server, we can manage like anything, a Slum job and like a OpenStack VM or Kubernetes pods. So just to show you like the whole idea of the schemes is like we have like a central unit here, like which is schemes, and we pull the matrix from different sources, like for example from the kernel C groups, the CPU and DRAM usage, and also at the node level the same thing, and we pull the matrix when available on the bare metal from the RAPL and Cray PMC, as well as IPMI, Redfish, HWMon. Like I think we managed to add like support to most of the energy resources we have on the bare metal level, and also we get like the perf events from the perf system. We use eBPF to get like IO and network matrix, and I'll explain it a bit later. And for the GPUs, like we take the whatever like NVIDIA DCGM and AMD matrix device exporter gives us like the GPU matrix, and we put all these matrix into the Prometheus database and we showed them to the using Grafana dashboards. And well, this is how it pretty much looks like. On the computer server, we have like typically like a Keems exporter, a Prometheus exporter that's running, and also if you have GPUs, either NVIDIA or AMD, you get like the GPU exporters that are running. They push all the metrics to the Prometheus database. At the same time, like we take the real time and the static emission factors, like from the internet, like pull the dynamic factors as well into the Prometheus database. But from the C groups, we get like very basic metadata of the job, like a job ID, for example, in the case of HPC. We need like a bit more metadata of the job to be able to actually show this the metrics on the Grafana dashboards well. So we pull like the rest of the metadata from the resource manager, for example, from Slum, from OpenStack, and from Kubernetes, and we put them into an API server, which is basically a simple SQL database. And also at the same time, we push this aggregated metrics into the API server, because this way we can get like the aggregated energy usage emissions pretty easily, because like Prometheus doesn't like making a queries that, okay, how much of energy I consumed in the last 6 months. I mean, these are like pretty heavy metrics on the Prometheus, and that takes a lot of CPU. By storing the aggregate metrics in the SQL database, we can get this information much more faster. And finally, we have like a little component called load balancer. It's more of a proxy than a load balancer, which can actually, it's an optional component. I mean, impose the access control on your metrics, because Prometheus doesn't offer any sort of access control. So what does it mean? It's like one user can actually technically able to look at the metrics of any other user's jobs by default with Prometheus. And this load balancer, what it gives is like, you know, okay, the user cannot look at the metrics of other people's job rather than his or her own job. So, and that's what like the load balancer does here. And you have like at the user-facing side a Grafana that shows like the metrics to the end users. And that's pretty much it. Like the architecture, like a very simplified version of it. And some of the features, like as I already mentioned, like, you know, it provides like the both energy and emissions performance metrics, IO, file system agnostic level, so it doesn't matter if you use Lustre or BGFS or spectrum scale. All the metrics are scrapped, like IO metrics are scrapped in a uniform manner, and it works out of the box. Supports like different energy resources, like RAPL, HWMon, Cray, BMC, via IPM and Redfish, supports both NVIDIA and AMD GPUs. And real-time access to the matrix and access control to the Prometheus database. So what does the end users can get? Like, you know, they can get like the dashboards like this in the real time for like the job usage, for example, like CPU usage, memory, and like the host power usage here. And you also get like the performance metrics like CPU frequency, instructions per cycle, and software events. And there's more actually. I couldn't fit all of them in a single screenshot, but yeah. This sort of the things that you can get, like actually, as I said, in the real time as the job is running. The same with the GPU, like whatever, like because we were using NVIDIA GPU, so whatever like NVIDIA gives us, it's a black box. We just take them and show it to the end users. You know. For the I/O, as I said, like, you know, you can get like the read and write bandwidths and requests and errors like from different file systems, from different types of file systems like Scratch, Work, and stuff like this. And we get like the network metrics as well. but only for like the IPv4 and V6, with both like the ingress and egress bandwidths and the packets. And this is how like a CLI client tool looks like, you know, something like what ESSAC does, but like some more enhanced information, including the performance metrics and the energy and emissions. And also, that's like what I showed till now is like for the end users, like, and this is what like a cluster administrators or operators can see, like, you know, the energy usage of the entire cluster divided by the partition. And also like the entire overall usage of the cluster, like based on the CPU, how much of the memory each partition is using and stuff like this. Like, and for example, this can be like one of the metrics, one of the dashboards that can be really useful for like the operators, because here what you see is like the, I've kind of masked them, but it's a project and the users in the project and like how many jobs the projects have submitted in the last 6 months or something like this, and like the average CPU, GPU usage, power usage, and stuff like this. With a dashboard like this, like operators can quickly identify the users which are using like who are using the cluster in a bad way. Let's say, for example, here you can see like the user has submitted like 50,000 jobs, with like GPU usage only at 50% and the CPU usage at 6%, and it's pretty easy for the operators to identify these users and contact them and try to help the users to optimize the workflows to better use the cluster at the end of the day. Well, some of the metrics, I think we've already talked about them. Like, well, the only thing I didn't talk is like there are some RDMA metrics available as well, but they're like very, very low level metrics. And if you don't know how RDMA works, like it's really impossible to make sense of them. We're talking about like queue pairs, memory regions, protected domains, and stuff like this. Just to tell you like the last point, like all the metrics are per C groups, which means it's per slum job. So on your node, if you have like one job running on a node, 100 jobs running on the nodes, doesn't matter. You always get like your metrics per job, like even if the jobs are sharing the same node. So yeah, it's all nice, like, you know, you get like these metrics in the real time, it's fair enough, yeah, okay. I can see, okay, my code is not doing well, what it's supposed to do. Well, then what is the solution for that, right? I mean, typically this is done by like the profiling. So well, when the code is not running well, it's not doing the things that it's supposed to do well, well, you have to profile the code to understand, okay, what's the problem, right? The bottlenecks and hotspots, and typically this is done with the profiling. The deterministic profiling, what you do is like on your laptop or on a login node to record all the call stacks, and it's very, very, very compute intensive, because like your process has to do a lot of switches between the user kernel and the user space and the kernel space, and that's this transition is quite costly. And of course, you cannot always recreate the problematic scenarios in the production, because like profiling your code on your laptop on a single process is not there. So profiling your code on like a MPI when you're running it like more than one node, let's say. And what is the solution for that? Continuous profiling. This is a topic that's cloud native folks been. I mean, this is something that Google has proposed like more than 10, 15 years ago, I guess, almost now. But this is something that cloud native folks use quite a lot, and it's completely eBPF based. No instrumentation needed at all, and like it's very, very, very low overhead, and it's always on in the production, right? And it works out of the box for the compiled languages for like C, C++, Fortran, and Go. Well, some of the tools that we have like to do continuous profile are Grafana, Splunk, Datadog. Like, there's a lot of open source stuff. And like KIMS exporter supports Grafana Pyroscope. Grafana Pyroscope is like equivalent of Prometheus to store the profiles. Like basically, the Prometheus it stores like the time series database, and the Grafana Pyroscope it stores the profiles. So what we can get is the continuous profiling. So okay, this is the architecture now. It's pretty much like the same. But the one difference is like the exporter sends the profiles of your user applications, and like from the Grafana you can see these profiles. And what we're talking about the profiles when like is the same as like the typical flame graphs that you see when you profile your jobs. And what you see is like a real slum job that is on your HPC cluster. It's a C++ code, I guess. And what you can get is this sort of flame graph like in the real time. And what you see is like the names of the functions and the time spent inside each function, right? I mean, and the only thing that you need to do with your code to get this is actually include the debug symbols. Without the debug symbols, I wouldn't know what is the name of the function, and the including the debug symbols doesn't hit any give any performance drop in generally. And this is for the C++ code. I mean, for the compiled languages, works pretty well. And it works for the Python as well, even though it has like two levels of stack unwinding process. But yeah, for example, this is the example from the Python, well, it works pretty well. What you see is like the name of the file and like the name of the function inside the file. And as I said, like this is on the production machines, like, you know, I mean, our HPC center now is using for more than 1.5 years, and users are pretty happy like have these graphs in the real time, and things are working pretty well. Just to show you the exporter overhead, like averaged upon 360 nodes, like, you know, this like almost the CPU usage is like less than 0.5%, and like the memory is like around 100 megabytes. And we did some benchmarks like. With some computer intensive tasks, like without exporter, with exporter, and with exporter and continuous profiling, but from what we see is like there's no huge performance hit. Well, some of the technical details is 100% on the Go, except the BPF programs, which is coming from eBPF, which are written in C. I'm not going to talk about the capability awareness, eBPF and IO metrics. Okay, just to give what is eBPF. eBPF is like a way to customize the kernel at the runtime without having to use the kernel modules. Like, you can inject any piece of code inside at any point in the kernel at the runtime. I mean, it's not going to crash your kernel because eBPF programs have to pass a verifier stage. And that's how we can get like a lot of information about IO and network. Just some more details about like testing NCI, like the battle tester is like a pretty good unit test coverage, and like there's a lot of end-to-end tests as well running in the CI, and also the packaging, like all sorts of options are available, both like binaries, pre-compiled binaries, like OCI image and Helm chart is also available to be able to run the thing. The final remarks is like, yeah, the KIMS provide like a very complete solution, like where it provides both the metrics and also like the tools to profile your codes in the runtime, in the production cases at the real time, like so that helps you to optimize your workflows and like better use the HPC clusters and the energy associated with them. Well, it's running on our HPC cluster, Jonesy, as I said, like for more than like 1.5 years, like with a scrap frequency of 10 seconds. So the users get like the metrics for each 10 seconds for the CPU usage and stuff like this. Currently, I'm working to support the cloud VMs using Spec Power Database, because like on the cloud machines, we don't have any energy resource, the sources that gives like energy usage. So like we need to do some sort of modeling, and that's the modeling we're trying to do with the Spec Power Database. Yeah, a demo instance is there, like to play around, like if you want to see how it feels like. And finally, like, yeah, I use like a GRIP 5000, like one of the French testbed, to actually develop most of this talk. And without that, like actually, this wouldn't be possible. Like, big thanks to the team that's maintaining that. And that's it. Like, you have all the resources here. If you have any questions, I'm happy to take. Thank you. The question is about like if there are any solutions for the ARM architecture. Yes. Well, I mean, I'm relying on whatever the vendors provide, right? Like if the vendor is providing, for example, like doesn't matter even if it is ARM, the BMC is always there. Every vendor is supposed to put like a BMC chip on. The BMC will always measure the total power intake, so we can get like the same information from the BMC because of both IPM and Redfish are supported, even for the ARM.
Monitoring is absolute fine, but flexible to say, okay, for this part of the job, let's sample at 100 milliseconds. I want to have an idea about the flexibility.
Okay, the question is about like if you can change like the sampling frequency for like a given job or a given node. No, with the Prometheus, well, I mean, it's possible if you contact your cluster admin to change like the. Yeah, I mean, if you can change for a given node and then launch your job on this node, yes, but like if you really want to profile as a show like the continuous profiling, it does with 100 hertz of frequency, which gives you a pretty good like idea as well already, but like it gives you a flame graph, not like a time series. I mean, like, as I said, like, we're using Prometheus. I mean, the question is, like, if I understood correctly, if we can integrate, like, the metrics coming from the external power meters into the stack. I mean, like you can push the data into the Prometheus, right? I mean, if your external power meters have some sort of exporter, you can push it into the Prometheus and then you can integrate that into the metrics, yeah. The question is like if I have like any, ideas to integrate Grafana Tempo to get the traces. That would be nice. I actually tried with Jagger to with the eBPF as well to give like an MPI I/O traces. It is possible, but it's just like the question of some time and effort, yes. Yes, the question is like, if the power metrics work for the multiple jobs on the same node, yes. But as I said, like all the metrics are coming from like, C groups. So if I have to split the power between multiple jobs, I have to do some sort of modeling. Currently, the modeling is based on CPU time and the memory usage of the job compared to the node. And that's how I split the power. The question is like if we can sort the number of jobs by the total number of time. Totally, yes. I mean, it's something that Grafana does. I don't do anything. Like, Grafana has this option of doing that, yes. Yes, please. So the question is like, is there any support for the hardware-based power meters? And can you give the example of what is a hardware-based power meter?
For example, at the small scale, for example, if I have a very fast accelerator, the only thing I trust from a power consumption is the power meter I put in my the socket between the computer and the mains.
Fair enough. I mean, as I said just before, like. I mean, if you can measure this power and then push it to the Prometheus, of course you can use it inside. And you have like as I said, like the BMC is already supported. Yeah. Yes, please.